Chapter 35, Ellen White's Special Gift. Ellen White had a very special gift. She described it clearly. Some have stumbled over the fact that I said I did not claim to be a prophet, and they have asked, why is this? I have had no claims to make, only that I am instructed that I am the Lord's messenger, that He called me in my youth to be His messenger, to receive His word, and to give a clear and decided message in the name of the Lord Jesus. Early in my youth I was asked several times, are you a prophet? I have ever responded, I am the Lord's messenger. I know that many have called me a prophet, but I have made no claim to this title. My Savior declared me to be His messenger. Your work, He instructed me, is to bear my word. Why have I not claimed to be a prophet? Because in these days many who boldly claim that they are prophets are a reproach to the cause of Christ, and because my work includes much more than the word prophet signifies. God has made plain to me the various ways in which He would use me to carry forward a special work. Visions have been given me, with the promise, if you deliver the messages faithfully and endure to the end, you shall eat of the fruit of the tree of life, and drink of the water of the river of life. After describing the breadth of the work she was commissioned to do, she declared, "To claim to be a prophetess is something that I have never done. If others call me by that name, I have no controversy with them. But my work has covered so many lines that I cannot call myself other than a messenger sent to bear a message from the Lord to His people, and to take up work in any line that He points out." Because on one occasion she mentioned to a large audience in the Battle Creek Tabernacle that she did not consider herself a prophet or a leader of people, on the following Monday the newspapers at Battle Creek heralded the news. The woman the Adventists had believed in all these years as a prophet had now come straight out and said she was not a prophet after all. This naturally raised questions with some Adventists. Mrs. White and church leaders found that an explanation must be made. She took opportunity on several occasions to explain carefully the thoughts she intended to convey by her statement.
W. C. White throws considerable light on the matter in the following statement.
When she spoke these words, she had in mind the ideas of the people regarding a prophet as one whose chief office was to predict events, and she wanted them to understand that that was not her place in the world.